Now, the toilets are a thing because we are saving for a set of toilets, okay? And it probably sounds not very spiritual, but it is. So because of these toilets, and they're always a hassle because out that side people race up there and on cars and that, and we get very concerned. So just as something, I was sitting one night and I had this stupid thought, which I normally do, but it was about I can still clean toilets. And I thought it was a bit, the ladies saw this poem, so I'm going to say it to you. But ladies, I've done a little twist in it, and you are included, as we and not I. So, we can still clean the toilets. People come and people go. But when they're here, they have to go. To the toilet, that is, as it is a must. Doesn't matter what your status is in life, the way God created us, everyone must. So who cleans the toilets, some people ask. And we smile as we're walking past, because when you can clean the toilets, as you know, you're still humble and serve with others in a team who also do clean the toilets, that is. So that's just the little one to start the day off. The girls said I had to say that, so I thought, well, you're going to be included, girls. Okay, just let's get on with what we need to do. So there's filtered water. If you want to fill your water bottles up, the cold water tap is filtered water. So don't turn the hot on, it's not. If you need a Bible or do ministry with people and you need a Bible, there's some white Bibles, NIVs up there. Please take one or two or whatever you can give away. There's some little Gospels of John that you're welcome to take, to hand out, take back as a resource, whatever you want to do. We've got one lady here and she took a whole heap the other day to put around town. Praise God. Okay, today we're going to have, there's a lovely craft corner there. And if you just chill out sometime or whatever, go and make something beautiful for yourself. And Rose and Penny are going to help you do that. We're also blessed here today because we have Ben. Ben's from, stand up for a minute please, Ben. You can't notice that he's different, can you? We didn't put a skirt on him. And Ben's from 92.3 FM, and that's a local Christian community radio station in this area. It is not in any competition to Vision Radio. It's one where people in this area can learn about media and put things on the radio. It's real grassroots. You don't have to be professional. You're professional when you turn up to do it, okay? And you say you're going to do something, and you do it, you're professional. Okay, the other bloke there that you probably have noticed is a different fella, that's my husband, Tim. So Tim's pastor in this place. And so he's doing the music and all that today, so the ladies could just have a day, and I didn't have to shuffle anyone off to that, so. I think that's about all that I've got to tell you. We're going to have lots of singing. We're going to have lots of testimonies. And I would like our guest speaker. Hang on, Ruth, I'll get your name right. Ruth Orba Elderling. So, Ruth, can you stand up just for a moment? Oh. Thank you. You're lovely. Thank you, Ruth. Ruth's come up. There's a little story about this, but we'll discuss that later. She's come all the way from Brisbane. That's right, isn't it? Yes. Okay, so let's just sing a few songs, and then we're going to hear from Angeline, the lady who cannot be here today, and she's one of the ladies who started the Bible study that this day has come out of. Because I said to the ladies, you can't sit soak and sour. We need to do something with what God's given us to share with other ladies. So that's just what this day's about. So I hope that you're encouraged as we are encouraged today by your very presence. Can we have our first song, please, Tim? And Helen, you got a microphone? Because I'm not going to leave. And that's why we're here, because we believe Almighty God, the living God, reigns.
Thank you, Jesus, that you did tear that veil, which represents your flesh, and that you made the way back to the Father through dying for us on that cross and the blood that you shed to wash away our sin. And then you didn't stop there. The Father gave us the Holy Spirit to live and dwell within us when we come and believe and receive you. We thank you in Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Now, ladies, I'm going to challenge you. At our ladies' Bible study, we have a little habit of when the I is there and we've seen the I and we've said to the Lord, yes, we know, then we change it back to we. So we're not going to have music, but you've got beautiful voices. So let's just sing this, and we're going to change the I to we. You want to start that, Helen?
That's okay, I can.
Praise to my Savior, the King of life, we stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Beautiful. I want to just ask you, ladies, before we, you can sit down, I want to just ask you, who knew Edna Wright? Yes? Edna Wright was a big figure, a lady in our lives when we first became Christians. Who's ever sang in Edna's cantatas? Yes. Well, one day we was at church, and I know Tim, because Tim reckons he's sound deaf and all the rest, but you know what? He picks all the songs out here, apart from what a few people say. And one day, it's so funny, and these are the lovely memories you have of ladies who have gone before you. Tim used to do a lot of lay preaching, and one day he was singing, and he was just joyful in the Lord, and he's singing at the top of his voice. Anyway, Edna stopped the piano in the middle of service, and she said, Tim, would you please stop singing? Just mouth it. He said to her, and she said, you are so out of tune. So anyway, that's why we got the girls taught by her. Anyway, she said, and Tim said, you know, Edna, one day I'm going to come and register for your cantata at Easter time. She said, over my dead body. And that was a joke with her and us forever. But it was so beautiful. And yet the Lord just puts it on his heart, the songs and that. So, you know, but she's a... But that's just some people. A lot of people had a lot to do with us, encouraged us, women and men, and we were very blessed. And I believe that's why we're standing here today. And I know that all of you would have stories. We've only got time for so many. I also want to just acknowledge this time with Ben. He's with 92.3 FM. And there's a lot of... like I said, it was the local Christian community radio station. We have a thing called scripture pictures, and every day we record a scripture and we put it on and we take local photos and things and we put that on Facebook and on the radio. So I just want you ladies to show hands in this room. Who's done scripture pictures? Put your hands up. Sarah, you have? Right. There's another lady there. Yep, thank you. Gloria, put your hand up. I'll be bossy today. Rightio, put your hands down. So we just try and get people to give them a go, because what you're doing is joining with this ministry and you're putting that word out there, and we're reclaiming the airwaves for Jesus. Okay? Yeah. Yep. Because that's a local community radio station. Helen can tell you a bit more about it later. Okay, let's hear from Angeline. Now, Angeline is a lovely lady. She's a deaconess here. And today her brother is getting ordained up in, I think it's Hagen, is it? Is it Hagen? Oh, he's actually in Port Moresby. Okay, so Angeline's up there today. And Angeline's going to tell you how this little Bible study group got started.
I would like to share how we started the ladies ministry. We started our fellowship at Anna's Place, Yangabara. There were four of us Anna, Sarah, Rita, and myself, and Anna's son, Victor, was leading us. But after he died, three of us dedicated to move over to fellowship to in Tolga Community Church. But Sarah was busy working with the fruit pickers. So three of us, me, Rita, and Anna, asked Pastor Timothy and Phyllis if we could start women's fellowship in the church. And they said, they're so happy and said, it's okay, good, start it now. So three of us, Anna, Rita, and myself, we started a ladies' meeting in 2021. Three of us, our own boss. Anna read the Bible, share the word, and Rita was the music leader. She was starting with songs, worship, and myself, I was the prayer leader. As we continue with our fellowship, we found out in John chapter 20, 10 to 18, and 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17, that women are equal with men. John 20, 10 to 18, Jesus honored Mary Magdalene, who believed in him all the way to the cross, and even to the tomb by appearing to her first after he rose from the dead, and sending her as an apostle to the apostles. He gave her a message to deliver to the apostles that he has risen and would ascend to his Father. Jesus showed his respect for Mary Magdalene, even when their custom was that women are not allowed to preach. They must keep quiet in the church gatherings. But Jesus, the God Almighty of heaven and earth, told Mary to go and tell the good news that he has risen from the dead. She bent inside the tomb, and she saw two angels sitting there. They told her, Mary, why are you crying? And she told them that, I'm looking for my Savior's body. She did not fear of anybody. Jesus told them many times, he will rise from the dead. But Mary Magdalene was still there looking for her Lord's body. She did not fear of anybody. She was still crying, bending down, looking into the tomb. And so two angels, they ask her, woman, why are you crying? They ask her, while talking to the angels, and turn around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. And that's the time that Jesus told Mary to go and tell my apostles that I have risen from the dead and I am going back to my Father. So ladies, this reading is telling us about, Jesus is telling us now, ladies, because we've got a gift to have fellowship, have ladies' meeting, and pray for each other, and we go out and tell everyone that Jesus has risen from the dead. And I thank the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I thank him so much that he loved us so much. He sent his only begotten Son to die for us. We haven't given him anything. We haven't done anything for him. The creator of heaven and earth, the creator of all things seen and unseen, living and unliving things. He created us and put his bread of life into our lives. Yet, we disobeyed him. So God himself became man to redeem us. And we thank him for that. Shed his blood for us. And we thank him for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for what you have done for us on the cross. Redeemed us from spiritual death. Redeemed us from all our sickness and disease. Redeemed us from poverty, because we must need bodily desire. and spiritual desire and physical desire too. We thank you so much that you died for us. And you've given us the power, the woman, the ladies. You've given us the power to preach your good news. We must go out and we tell everyone that you have risen from the dead. And now we need you to be with us, Jesus, and give us your power, the Holy Spirit, to lead us and to be with us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
So, just think she'd be singing up. She went up there to sing at the ordination of her brother. So, she was torn a bit, but it was just very important for the family and the situation at the moment. So the next lady that I want to have, can we just start to have that it's no longer I that liveth, please? And as this beautiful lady comes up, would you just join us and sing this song from Galatians 2:20? It's no longer I that liveth, and Erna's going to do her testimony. Thank you, Erna.
My name is Hannah. And my testimony is about my baptism in 2020. My son and my best friend have prayed for me to change my walking life that I lead. So in 2020, the Lord Jesus changed my life. The Lord led me out of Edison International Club that I was playing poker machine, and he led me out from there. And I came out, a word came to me. It said, cut my club card and my ATM card. So when I came home, I cut my ATM card and my club card because I'm sort of going into addiction. And that was happening when my husband passed away. And I went in and I thought I can go out with other friends. But that didn't help me. So I cut my club card and my ATM card and finished from the club. Finished from the club and never went back again. In 2020, I got into a fellowship with other Christians at my house and got ready to be baptized on the 13th of September 2020. Yes. I was baptized in Kinaru. My friends were witnesses. That day was a very special day. I gave my life to Jesus, accepting him as my Lord and my Savior. I've been born again. My whole life has gone, and my new life began. I then fellowshiped at Dorcas Community Church. And I thank God and the Lord Jesus that he brought me from Papua New Guinea and saved me in Australia. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Jesus is alive in me. Praise the Lord for everything that he has done for me. Bible scripture, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. We're going to sing your second song. Now, Anna's got another song here that she wants us to sing. So you can sit. Do you want to lead it or do you want to sit? You sit down and sing with you. Okay. Have you had that place, Tim? This is what Erna does every day. Absolutely every day. Okay, you can just be seated for a moment. Do you know when the ladies talked about this? It's just amazing how it's just all come together. It's so beautiful, just what God's put in there. And I'd ring Ruth up and say, oh, this, and this. And she's, oh, I've got just that. I said, that's an answer to prayer. And then someone else gives us something and others gives me little verses and scriptures. And you see, it's all about encouraging one another. That's all he wants us to do. He just wants us to encourage one another. And then when people outside see us encouraging one another, they too will want to come and be part of the church family. Okay? And I'm not just talking about here, I'm talking about wherever you are. That's your church family. So give thanks to the Lord every day for that. I'm just going to do a very short message before we have morning tea. Tim, can you please put Acts reading up for me? This story is about a little servant girl. I relate to this story because of my past. And when we were kids, all the adults would be together, and there was in this house, the house that Mum and Dad was in, all my cousins and that come over, and we would play hide and seek. And you'd hide in the broom cupboards, and you'd hide in the, you know, under the beds, and you'd hide everywhere. And the first thing that my cousins would do would come and say, and they'd knock on those doors thinking you're going to answer. And then I'd get the giggles. And then I knew I was there. And I noticed how excited that Rhoda got. Rhoda's name means a rose. Do you know that? And it, the inherent meaning comes from the Isle of Roses, which is Rhodes in Greece. Okay? And they believe that she was, that she did actually come, that was her origin. The spiritual connotation of her name means God's unfolded dove. Isn't that beautiful? God's unfolded dove. So we're just going to read this Acts. Peter had just had the miraculous coming out of the prison with an angel leading him. You know, like if an angel come and you was in a situation and you was asleep, dead asleep, he was at peace, he was dead asleep. And an angel comes and says, get your clothes on, quick, quick, we're going. Wasn't only that, he had 14 soldiers that did shifts, and there was always 8 of them there looking after him. They thought, he's not going to get away, this bloke, because they were going to kill him after Passover. So when this had dawned on him, this is Peter, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, Peter's at the door. Well, you're out of your mind, they told her. But when she kept insisting that it was so, they said, it must be his angel. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. You can imagine what they were saying. How did you get out here? And they're saying, Peter, you're alive? Where's all those soldiers? How did you get here? We've been praying for you all this time. You can imagine it, can't you? But Peter just put his hand up to silence them. And then he told them what the Lord had done for him. But I want to get back to this little lady. God can use anyone for his purpose. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, the colour of your skin, or what language you talk. Doesn't matter. He can use you. Rhoda was just a little servant girl. But God used her to deliver an important message to the early church that day. Peter's here. Peter's been released. God has answered our prayers. She was in there at the prayers. She knew what was going on. She knew him. God has answered our prayers. It's a little bit like some of us sometimes. God puts that answer to prayer right there, doesn't he? And yet we still walk around it and walk around and think, what are you doing, Lord? What are you doing? But he's got the answer there. Just wants us to, all Rhoda had to do, she just raced to the door. Then she got excited. and she forgot to open it. She still did her job though, because instead of that, she went back and she told the people praying, "Oh God, Peter's here." I can imagine myself in that situation. Faithfulness and diligence and small things matter. Some people said she's just a servant girl. What would she count? No, she wasn't just a servant girl. She was there for when that important knock came on the door. And she raced and told them. It's a bit like us sometimes, hey? We'll race and tell people something we've learned. They got not a clue what you're talking about. And you think, ooh. But she was faithful. She was at the right place at the right time. Just serving the Lord. She's just doing her job. And as a result of that, she saw the miracle of Peter's release from prison. We should never, ever underestimate the importance of being faithful and diligent in the small things that God has called us to do. Even cleaning the toilets. Because if we don't clean them, it's going to be very hard to go to them, isn't it? And it keeps you humble. God hears and answers our prayers. The believers in the house were fervently praying for Peter's release from God. And God answered their prayers in a miraculous way. And we can be encouraged too to know that God hears our prayers and is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. And I bet that each and every one of you ladies could get up here and tell us a story. So even one story that you can tell us about how God has answered your prayers. Miracles still happen. The story of Rhoda and Peter's release from prison reminds us that miracles still happen today, and we should never limit God or think that he is not able to do miraculous things in our lives. And just to sum it up, Rhoda's story teaches us that God can use anyone for his purposes. Faithfulness and diligence in small things matter. God hears and answers our prayers. And miracles still happen. When someone gets saved, it's a miracle. When they continue to walk with the Lord, you know why the Bible's not being written anymore? Because you people are walking with the Lord. There's not enough paper to write your testimonies on. And he's filling that up in the book of life for when you get up there. Okay, we've got what we need in the scriptures. He's made sure of that. God's using you right now. By coming here today, you have encouraged a group of ladies in a little place like Tolga. So we pray that we may encourage you as you go back to where you come from, and you can continue to be encouraged and encourage others. And we're going to have morning tea. So let's just close in prayer. And then I'm going to, Sarah, could you please just pray for morning tea, darling?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together this morning to listen to your word and to share your love. Lord Jesus, we say thank you for your provision of food this morning. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bless this in our bodies, Lord Jesus, for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.